Hi and welcome back. I'm Roberta Mullen and I'm reporting from Healthcare Now Radio. And we're at HIM17. I am roaming the booth this morning. I'm in the Pivot Point Consulting booth with John Melling. He is the partner, strategic and advisory services. Hi, John.
Hello there. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and how's the show going for you?
Really well. Very busy. A lot of interest, both from the implementation perspective as well as from consulting around all the issues that are coming down from CMS. It's a very, very busy time.
That's true. So our readers are familiar with Greythorn and our weekly Talent Tuesday post on High Tech Answers. Mm. Tell us about the acquisition and how it's helping shape the mission of Pivot Point Consulting.
Okay. Well, the acquisition was really driven from Vaco, our parent company. There's clearly a lot of complementary capabilities between the three companies, between Vaco Health, between Pivot Point and Greythorn. At the heart of our business is the work that we do around Epic implementation, around other EMR implementation services, and providing the resources to support those efforts, which are very complex, and organizations need to get access to skills as quickly as possible that are highly skilled in the EMR, are certified, and can take a very significant leadership role in the implementation of those systems. So having Vaco and Pivot Point together, that provides us with a very deep set of skills to do that. When you add in Greythorn into that triumvirate or to that trifecta, they bring the at-the-elbow, go-live support to the implementation process, not only with go-live support, but also with instructional design and education service as well. So the three companies together give us the ability to support clients from the very start of the process to the very end of the process, and that's key for us, and that's one of the reasons why we retain our class ranking, not only for Epic, but also for overall HIT support and implementation services as well.
So it's been successful, the acquisition and the mergers, right?
Very successful. Okay. We're 3 months into it, and so far everything's looking really good.
That's great. So one of your consulting services, obviously you're pinpointing on MACRA, because everybody else is, right?
Yeah.
And the quality payment program.
Yeah.
What are you telling your clients about starting this program?
We've got to start as soon as possible. We're already into the reporting year, and those that are ignoring it, thinking that it may never happen, I think are probably going to miss out on an opportunity. Certainly from the physician perspective, they've got to start capturing the right information. And you know, from a strategic perspective, organizations need to understand whether they're going to go with the quality payment program or whether they're going to go with MITS. And you can't do both. And certainly there's a lot of uncertainty and in some cases confusion about which way organizations should go. So it's important to understand the strategy behind it, first of all, but also to make sure that your systems are capable of capturing the information that's necessary to be compliant with the law, and how you capture that quality information. If you're a member of an ACO, then the ACO may take responsibility for your PQRS reporting and your ECQM reports, but you've got to get on with that. You're not going to get payments until 2019 for the 2017 reporting year, but you've still got to get on with that work. The added complication there is around the overall shift towards value-based payment and value-based billing aspects. And again, organizations need to look very closely at their existing systems to see whether they can cope both with the fee-for-service aspects of care that we've been under forever, and now where we're looking at moving to a fee for value or outcome-based payments. That's a huge change for any organization. And so understanding the differences in reimbursement levels, in revenue levels between the two is going to be important. But the other point that I make to my clients is you can't just focus on the revenue line. You've also got to understand the underlying cost of care at a case level, not just at an aggregate level. So it's a very complex shift. And if you leave it late, then you're not going to be ready for it. And if you leave it late, then you might not understand it in time to make a difference.
And when you say miss out, a lot of that will be missing out on income.
Missing out on income.
Right.
And if you look at the payment schedule and the incentive schedules at the MIPS level, there's a potential shift in the early stages of about 8% swing, plus or minus 4%, and by 2025 you're looking at plus or minus 9%. That's an 18% potential swing in reimbursement as well. So those numbers are significant to any organization. So it's important that they understand, first of all, which way they want to go. Are they going to go with QPP or are they going to go with MIPS? And once they've made that decision, how the heck are they going to measure it? And it's all those kind of things that I talk to my clients about.
So how can people find you on the web?
They can go to our website, which is www.pivotpointconsulting.com, and then they can go through that and get my details, and I'll be happy to talk to anybody.
That's great. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This has been another HIMSS Highlight. Thanks for joining us.